Thousands of Chadian rebels breached the country's capital early today, as Emer McCarthy reports.
Chad State Radio went off the air today as rebels penetrated the capital of Chad, N'Djamena, clashing with government troops and moving toward the presidential palace after a three-day advance through the Central African nation. The French and American governments told their citizens to assemble in secure locations as witnesses reported looting and gunfire near government buildings. The UN has decided to evacuate all of its personnel by midnight tonight. Meanwhile, the African Union announced that it will not recognize Chadian rebels should they seize power. The AU has selected Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and Republic of Congo President Denis Sassou Nguesso to try to broker peace there. Rebel forces have been advancing on the capital for 3 days in about 250 pickup trucks from the direction of the border with Sudan, some 820 kilometers to the east of the capital. Clashes broke out Friday morning near Masakuri, about 50 to 80 kilometers northeast of N'Djamena, and they moved closer to the capital within the last 24 hours. It appeared that the Chadian government might be getting less help from France than during previous rebel attempts to take the capital. France's military has about 1,400 personnel in the country, about 1,200 of those in the capital alone. A French colony until 1960, Chad has been convulsed by civil wars and invasions, and the recent discovery of oil has only increased the intensity of the struggle for power in the largest desert country in the African continent. The most recent series of rebellions began in 2005 in the country's east, occurring at the same time as the conflict in neighbouring Sudan's western region of Darfur. Another Chadian rebel group launched a failed assault on N'Djamena in April of 2006. The governments of Chad and Sudan have repeatedly exchanged accusations that one is backing the other's rebel groups. UN officials estimate that around 3 million people have been uprooted by the recent conflicts in the region, including the fighting in Darfur, which borders Chad, as well as rebellions in the Central African Republic. I'm Emer McCarthy.